You know, sometimes when we get to the last movie in a series like this, it's almost a little bit of melancholy as we are talking about Despicable Me 4 today. And this is the sixth or seventh, maybe sixth movie in the Despicable Me franchise. And this one, in a way, it kind of wraps the story up. And in a way, it almost leaves room for if this will not be the end. I guess we're just going to have to wait and see. But in this one, it does something that stories like this can rarely do. It jumps around in the timeline a little bit, but it does so in such a way that it does not take away from the story. Now, we've seen Gru from the very beginning, from baby Gru on up to villain, to good guy, back to villain, back to good guy. Now, if that's a little confusing, I don't mean it to be at all. But in this one, and of course, we've seen the minions go through all of this as well, and their nonsense and their gibberish and their goofiness. These are movies that I don't even know if it's possible to watch these and not smile, not laugh, not find some enjoyment in this. But this one maybe gets a little bit more serious, but in doing so, it almost redeems itself a little bit from at least some of the other directions that some of the other stories have gone in. Now, if you have not seen the other ones in a while, that's perfectly fine. This one will refresh your memory on a lot of the journey that you have come to love. And of course, we see Gru and we see his wife Lucy, and of course, we see the girls. The girls have been an I cannot say that word today, part of the process since the beginning, with only missing them in just a couple of the movies. And I'm sure by now you know which ones they are. So I'm hoping that you're having fun with this. I know I am. But in this one, we see Gru going against an old rival in a way that we have not seen before. And in doing so, he ends up in witness protection. Well, of course, it's not just him. It's him and Lucy and the girls and the newest member of their family. And of course, this movie is safe for children, as always, as all of these movies are. This is one that if you're a fan of the franchise, this would be great for movie night and all of that. But when he gets put into witness protection, he's not quite as safe as he thinks because there is somebody that recognizes him. And so it almost compromises everything that that's going on. But it does so in a hilarious way. Now you may be thinking, okay, how can they address witness protection and make it kid friendly? Well, only with being with the minions could they do something like that and make it stretch out over the time frame and with all of the references from their lives together and Gru's life. So there's a lot of 80s references. There's a few 70s references. Of course, the girls bring a lot of different references as that as well. It's goofy, it's heartwarming, it is just plain silly, but that's what makes it special. And this one does go a little bit deeper into the storytelling and a little bit deeper into the family bond and what it really makes a family. Because there's a couple people with the new family that don't necessarily get along the greatest. Now, I won't spoil that for you. You'll have to find out for yourself. But it's a lot of antics. It's a lot of just goofiness. It's a lot of friendly, silly suspense. So there's a lot of suspense that's going on here, but not in an intense way at all. I mean, this is just, it's again, it's stupid, but in a good way. It's a good stupid, if that can even be. But we see the AVL, we see the Anti-Villains League, and the town that they settle in is, it's almost iconic and ironic in its own way. The town is called Mayflower, and historically, the Mayflower, the people got on board and they went to start a new life. Well, I think that's kind of the whole thing here is Gru and Lucy are trying to start a new life together in this new area. And she's been kind of a background player in some of the other movies. And in this one, she plays a very forward role. She is like one of the main characters in this one. So that's been kind of nice to see. It's nice to see her character development a little bit more on that. So if you love Lucy and you, not the I love Lucy, the traditional sense, but if you love this Lucy, this is one that you're going to want to check out too, just because the development of her character has come a long ways. And I love seeing her in such a family-friendly friendly forward role. Try to say that four times fast. I barely got that out the first time. Like I said, my brain lately has just kind of been all over the place. But like I said, this one is just, if you can picture, I'm trying to think of some other movies to compare this to. Picture superpowers. Picture minions with superpowers. I'm trying to think how to fairly form that. And think of, if you crossed some characters of DC and Marvel together and you kind of intermingled them around each other and you took just their goofiest characteristics and you applied those characteristics to the minions, that might give you an idea what to expect. I'm trying to, like I said, I don't script any of this. It's like I just sit here and sit down and go, okay, how do I want to word this? How do I want to put this? And so, even referring back to my own notes, my brain's just kind of going, there's so much I want to say, but there's so much that I don't want to because I don't want to ruin it. And I want to leave you with that surprise and that awe and just the warm feeling you have by watching something like this. Now, I will say this one's redeemed it a little bit on the story level. This one has earned a whole 6.0 out of 10 on the Deputy scale. So just a straight 6 score. And of course, innocent as it gets. All of these movies are kid-friendly 110%. So I am sad that actually, like I said, this is the last one, at least that we have as of now. If there's ever another one, of course, I will bring that to you as well. But as always, I hope that you are having fun with these. I know I am. And I hope that you hit the like and subscribe button so that you are notified when the newest reviews of even these older movies go live. So I'm, like I said, I'm always having a lot of fun with this. So I hope you are too. And I will be back soon. Bye-bye.